Kwazwai, muri ya Zimbabwe. Eita, ita, yebo, mtwagazo mwushle muri ya Zimbabwe. Jino mkamchura nchongwa chelu chewe chidiki. Ushle lo The Connection lilami umaiko hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe mwushle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Today is Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2019, and Zimbabwe mwushle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Mushem, Twagazo Mushe, Jinom Kamchram Chirongachalu, Chevichi, Niki, Ushlelo, The Connection, Lilami, Umaiko, Hove. Namsanje, Zulugandaba is Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2019. Natsim Chirongwa, Muria, Zimbabwe, tonight on The Connection, we're focusing on government's initiative to fix the economy using technology, amongst other means. In his State of the Nation address last week, Umongameli, Emmerson Mnambudzi Mnangagwa, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, constantly brings up something he keeps referring to as Vision 2030. Now, for those that don't know what Vision 2030 is, Vision 2030 is a roadmap that has been set up or set aside by government to determine the nation's future. Now, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, he wants Zimbabwe to become a digital and knowledge-based economy. Let's see what President Mnangagwa had to say for himself.
Mr. Speaker, to promote trade and exports, the modernization of the bank bridge order book and the bilateral negotiations on the establishment of one-stop border post in the Victoria Falls and White Bridge are ongoing. The introduction of smart technologies to speed up freight clearance at our post of entry will be speeded up. To curb malpractices in the fuel industry, government will soon roll out an electronic national fuel monitoring system. For the long term, a comprehensive national integrated energy resource plan is being developed by the right institute. Mr. Speaker said, the modernization and rehabilitation of our infrastructure, in particular road networks, has resumed in earnest with noticeable progress across the country.
Yes.
Given that these are key enablers to our national economic revival, as emphasized under Vision 2030. We are determined to leapfrog the quality of our infrastructure across the country. We are mindful that the Zimbabwe we all want, with opportunities at all, shall only be achieved through productivity, innovation, responsiveness, persistence, deliberate planning, and disciplined focus. We must therefore adequately prepare for the opportunities and challenges which are ahead of us. Our Vision 2030 envisages a Zimbabwe with a digital and knowledge-driven economy.
That was President Emmerson Mnambudzi Mnangagwa delivering his State of the Nation address last week. Namhlanje kuhlelo we're focusing on indaba le eyokuthi ilizwe eleZimbabwe, uhulumende weZimbabwe is looking to use imishini yangalezi nsuku, i-technology ukuze ithuthukise isimo somnotho elizweni, ukuze ilethe utshintsho. Libona ngani lokhu kulakho kufezeka na? President Emmerson Mnangagwa was talking about Zimbabwe becoming a knowledge and a technology driven based economy. Do you think that's possible? Is that even possible? Do we even have the infrastructure to support such an initiative? And Zimbabwe Mushem, Thokozo Mushem, when you join tonight's program, the big question I have for you, if you don't agree with President Emmerson Mnambudzi Mnangagwa, is if you don't believe technology is the way to go for ilizwe leZimbabwe ukuze kube lo tshintsho, so that there's change with regards to the current state of the economy, then what is the answer to Zimbabwe's current economic crisis? If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can text me on and WhatsApp on +1202 465 0318. I repeat, +1202 465 0318. Lakho njalo kulinchuma. You can call me live on air on +1202 619 2077. +1202 619 2077. What does Mbapo Muhle? We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930. Njalo sikhona ku 15460 kilohertz with short wave. Thokoza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. We're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages. Those being www.voashana.com, www.voaendevela.com. We're also live on www.voastudio7.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Thokoza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. We're streaming live on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shana, tipoje karipa VOA Ndebele, siasagaza, nyempela, kukati letu, ele VOA Studio 7. Sakana mchila upina mchirongwa, msakanga nukunyora ma comments, kuisa ma hearts, linga kotu pela ugushare ushelo, uguze sivugele ushelo letu, loba sakulayo, ngobune ngebetu. Magatira chirongwa chedicheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Hove. Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utawutaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Thokoza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. If you're looking to converse with me, you'll be able to catch me on Twitter and Instagram after the hour. However, Thokoza Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, as usual for the next hour. Lilako ngikhuma lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi bhalani imibono yenu, nyora inumber kuyithola ukuthi tikupinze emchirongwa kana mhlawumbe upinda emchirongwa. You can call me live on air on +1202 619 2077. Mukwanisa zvekare kundifondera live parunare. Once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhlanje uhlelo nasi umchirongwa tikubata nyaya ukuthi mthungamiriri wenyika va Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa is focusing vari kuti aiwa nyika yeZimbabwe yasvika pane divi rekuti isu senyika we start embracing technology as a means towards fixing the economy. Earlier on, if you're joining us right now, you just missed a video of President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about it last week during when he was delivering the State of the Nation address. Esithi hi ilizwe should now start embracing its technology. He touched on the current state of the fuel situation. Esithi ilizwe lethu, he looks, uhulumende wakhe ngempela, looks towards using technology towards fixing the fuel crisis. Uphinde waphatha udaba mayelana the road situation elizweni. Wathi hayi, ngempela, they're going to use roads. He also touched on the hospital situation. He also touched on Vision 2030. Abantu abasakhulayo, Vision 2030 is all about you njengentsha elizweni. Esithi hayi, ngempela, he's looking to have ilizwe leZimbabwe become a knowledge and technology driven based economy. So asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini ngempela emakhasini ethu amathathu. Kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7, abantu have already started writing imibono yabo ngempela, and thank you so much wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. U-Elvis waze wafaka inombolo wathi yimi unumber 1, waphinda wathi maswara say apo aiwatili bom koma Elvis zviri kufambere kwamuri ikoko. Usabelo put his number ngempela, Sabelo sakuthinta tichakufonerai kuti mpinde muchirongwa. Godwin waze wathi that will never be achieved considering that he can't fix the Zesa issues coupled with data charges. I look forward to hearing more from my guests as we're going to explore all these things. So thank you so much for your opinion there, Gordon. I hope you call in so that we hear more about what you have to say. Read nice. Upinda wati tell mnanga kwa to read nice. I am coming to attend the Twitter that I'm wondering. Umoken Zimiri wati from Botswana. Tumelan put Moken. Abubakar Sayuti from Nigeria. How is Nigeria? How the body, my brother. Ulaison wati Botswana. Khabaron City. Tumelan put Ulaison. Abubakar upinda wapa. Lumbono wake wati from Abuja, capital city of Nigeria. Adidamu wati wafagil nombolo. Amos Ngonye uti Linjan Bagiti. Watching from Balfour Park, South Africa. Gunjane Koni. So, Mtawazo Mose, Zimbabwe Mose, let me move over to my first guest joining me live at Tungweni. He's back in Zimbabwe. Umnumzana Uvusumusum Kwanans. Vusi, skip and good.
Hi, Nyapida Ninjan.
I'm good. Welcome back to the program. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be back.
So, Vusi, the last time we had a conversation, for those that don't know, you were here on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and you were talking about how you have your startup company, it's a tech startup, and you were looking to launch simultaneously in different countries at the same time. Now, fast forward a couple of months later, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking about Vision 2030, he's talking about the country becoming a technology and knowledge-based economy. As young people who are within the startup world, in especially focus, who work in Zimbabwe, how are you guys taking in such sentiments? The government is looking towards, I guess, placing focus on people like yourselves.
Well, thank you for the opportunity and question. I think it's a good draft to focus on technology. I think it can be a way to leapfrog. If it goes beyond just a lip service, but I think it's a good draft. I think it's doable and very possible.
Mm. Now, I was reading my comments earlier on, and one of the comments, I guess, he basically took the words out of my mouth. Is that, yeah, now, Uhulumende right now as a nation, we're facing so many different challenges, ranging from, you know, the fuel crisis through to the electricity crisis and so forth. How do you then encounter something like that and still focus on having a technology-driven economy? Is that even possible?
Well, like, as an entrepreneur, I always believe that everything is possible. I think as a tech entrepreneur, I personally think that it's very possible to leapfrog and take advantage of technology. I mean, we are doing it, but I think it goes beyond. I think if we have a good environment, at times as young startup entrepreneurs, we don't necessarily. I know the number one thing that people always want to say is capital, but I think that one of the most important things is to create a good enabling environment that then allows startups to thrive. If you look at right now, we have a high challenge of cost of data at the moment. It's something that you can't ignore as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. If you look at the recent Portrush report, you'd see that the data usage is going a little bit lower in the country. But I still think that it's very possible. But at the moment, there are a lot of moving parts, you know, and there's a big challenge, but it's very doable.
So, Manje, what's the problem? Mulomo Vusi, ngithatha umlaleli, and then I'll come back to you, angathi.
Okay.
Right, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was a young entrepreneur. He's a tech entrepreneur who functions in Zimbabwe. So like, he's also feeling the pinch when you talk about Utabalo Kesi, you know, the fuel situation, the economic situation. He also feels the pinch, but Uti, it's possible. Asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lokho nekudwini. Khola mthelele aruphinda mjirongwa, then ari papa rinari ngibani okhona ecingweni. Mlaleli, hello.
Hello?
Yes, Papa Unjani.
Dosimba Makadivo.
Aiwa, tiripo, aripa rinari hapo ndiani?
Ndi Joseph Msipa, ndiri ku South Africa ku Polokwane.
Va Msipa zviri kufamba.
Zviri kunyanyisa.
Saka va Msipa, ndimi kamuri kutifonera muri ku South Africa. hanzi nemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa taakuda kugadzirisa upfumi wenyika tichishandisa technology kuitira kuti tirevitalize maindustry arimoya aya aparara sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika pari zvino zvina zvina kumira zvakanaka imoti nemaondero avayo
matauriro avo haana kushata asi dambudziko ririmo rinofanira kuti ritange ragadzirisika nyaya yemari technology dzacho dzinozongoshanda nemabhondi here nekuti nyaya yekunyaya kunesa inyaya yemari mari yacho ine bhodha saka nyaya yemabhondi ndo nyaya yakaoma ndo nyaya inotoita kuti zvinhu zvisatombonaka zvachose nekuti mari yemabhondi hapana munhu unoda bhondi nokuti nyange vakati it's open for business technology dzese dzavanotaura zvokungomisa vanhu izvo hazvigoni kuti zvishande nenyaya yekuti hapana mari hapana munhu angasumuka kubva kure kure achiinda kunoita business vanoziva kuti hakuna mari kana azobata mari iyoyo yemabhondi anozoenda kupi nayo ndodambudzikombe riripo ngavagadzirise nyaya yemari pawanikwe mari isina bhodha inoti kana yange munhu ari muno musouth africa akada kunoita business kuzimbabwe asafunga zvokuti hakuna mari asafunga matambudziko ese aripo ekukwira kwezvinhu kwefueri kukwira kwetransport maschool fees chikafu inhau yemari mari yavanoti mari haisi mari ibepa ine bhodha hapana munhu otomboda mari iyoyo saka ngavaone dzimwe nzira dzokuti vangaisa handi kana kuti vogadzisa mari inorerukira vanhu vese handisati ndambonzwa kuti nyaya yerandi yakamira sei kuti chii chinotarisa kuti randi vanhu vambonitira muzimbabwe
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Joseph tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo handisi
tinotenda
Right, Zimbabwe mohleli yamuzwa umnumzana Joseph uti no money, no investment, no attraction. Uti ilizwe should fix the issue of money first before anything. Goto uti aingempela umbono kwa mongameli Emerson Mnangagwa. It's a good vision. Asizwe nukuti yena uvusi uti ngotabu lukone kutwini. Mkwananzi, usa kone kutwini mwene? Mkwananzi? Vusumuzi? Vusumuzi mkwananzi usakonekcingweni na
okay
right vusi umzwile umlaleli uthi ngombono wakhe mkwananzi angibona ngani uvusi yena iline yakhe yahlupha namhla so asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kukhasi lethu ele-VOA shona upatricia uthi masora sei watching from Johannesburg kuri seiko kujohannesburg link advisor number yakhe yakufonera aiwa mukoma linkad tinotenda zvikuru manzwa mukoma Joseph vambowanawo mukana wekupinda saka nemiwo tichakufonderai kuitira kuti muwanewo mukana wenyu wekupinda Titus mukucha Yeah, Titus Mukucha. And good evening, Studio 7, watching you. Harare State House. Kuri seiko ko Harare uko. Carrington Aruti, reforms first, reforms, meaningful reforms before anything. Pati mkoma Carrington Chukuzeo kuti maondering the api. Wongu muruta yaneshe ma reforms asi mungati technology ino kwanisa ere kusimuzira upfumi wenyika. Manex Aruti, connected from DRC, now Katanga Province. Kuriseiko DRC, gunjane DRC poti. Ulinen uti tumelang bafetsu, tumelang linang, okai, na keshap, wanukai. Umanex upindo wati, tell Zanu PF, they must just resign all of them. Christopher upindo wati, good evening, watching from South Africa, gunjane gole South Africa, mnumzana Christopher. Anyway, chingwada, aruti masura sei. Simeon Banda, nayo aruti masura sei. Aiwa, nyaya irimo muchironga nhasi mainzwa hurumende yekuZimbabwe mutungamiriri wenyika Emerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa is saying ukuthi he's looking towards making Zimbabwe an knowledge and technology driven based economy linanikuthini ngodaba lukhona egodwini ngenani kuhlelo mthakaza muhle abafisa ukungena kuhlelo you can text me live on +12024650318 you can also call me live ecingweni on +12024650972077 So Zimbabwe mohle, let me move over to my second guest whilst we try to get umnumzana uVusumuzi Mkwananzi back on the line. Arupinda Pachironga, Diva Nikros Kajengo. Nikros is a development practitioner. He's also worked with the government itself. Vaka Jengo, welcome, welcome, Nechirongo Chedumukum.
Thank you very much. Greetings to you all listeners.
Saka tataka chokumirira ivanhu vachotanga vanhu vachotanga kuti aiwa hurumende inofanira kutanga yazvigadzirisa first before they start trying to implement things such as using technology to fix the economy. Tudzewo maondorenyu ipapo.
Yeah, panyaya technology, to be frank enough, the priority government. Rose, it's nyaya iriro nyaya technology. Zvinhu zvinofambidzana zvaHebhurugwa. Tatarisa isusu Zimbabwean Constitution, chapter 2, section. Section 1,
Line yenyu inenge iri kunetsa vakajengo. Are you able to move around for a bit to see if we can fix that? Vakajengo muchiripo parunare here? Hai, Zimbabwe namhlanje kanyangana mafona yahlupa. It's hard to say technology would work when the lines aren't even working. But let's try to get Umnumzana Unikos Kachengo back on the line and hear Uguti and Utsin what the Velukone Kutuni. But he had just started explaining, government's initiative is such a good thing. Ngengawati, Ngeshona, and the Bande Nepurugwa. Same, Fanana Uspinach Lopopai. Gutwa, I Ngempela, Gwea Hambela, Lina Litin, what the Velukone Kutuni. Gukas Letuele VOA Studio 7, Abandaba Palimibone Ngempela. Ufusimus in Jofuti. Hello, Big M, watching you from London. How's London there, mate? Urashford, was offering number yake, Utsu Ufununjena Wushelo, Prarafford, Shakufundra, Tona Utmokansa Pinere, Tough Take, Vice Nayo, number yake, Skumbuso, Unjani, Skumbuso, Unjani Alexandra, Layson, Vice number yake, Uwele Botswana, Tumelan, Layson, Rufonela, Emos Nganya Utsi, Linjan Bagiti, watching you from Balfour Park, South Africa. Yes, do we have a call on the line? Not yet. As one in Utsi Abantuatini. Uvusumuzum Konans, Usa Konitung, and now Vusi. Are you back on the line? It looks like Vusi is not back on the line. All right. Zimbabwe Mushe, so it's just you and I. So anyway, as I was saying, Chagazo Mushe, Zimbabwe Mushe, early on in a video that we played of our president, Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa, he was touching on several different facets. And amongst them, of course, let me actually read what he was talking about. Amongst those facets, he was talking about how he's looking towards bringing in technology towards uplifting the current situation when we're talking about economics and, of course, revitalizing different sectors in Zimbabwe, amongst them being the hospital situation. As we all know right now, the doctors are all on strike. Of course, it's a payment issue, but initially when it started off, it was a utensils issue. They were saying, they're now incapacitated with regards to one, abalayo imishini yokusebenzisa ukuthi basize abantu. In the hospitals, at least, when is not a good thing. Ngiyazukuthi Unicross is back on the line. Let's try him one more time. Vakajengo, are you back on the line?
Yes, ndiripo.
All right. Early on, we had lost you parunare. Mamchitara mchitudza ukuthi nemaonde yenyu bande nebrug technology ne governance.
Yes. We are talking about development. Technology is certainly is a bridge, is a panacea towards national development. So now, in terms of the Zimbabwean Constitution, Amendment number 28 of 2013, Chapter 2, Section 13, Subsection 1, being a C, it is very clear about the technology. That is, the agriculture, the industry, the technology, the So now the technology is the forefront in terms of government vision. Of course, in line with vision 2030 and in line with the TSP.
Saka, Zino, as you're saying, it's in line with the constitution and so forth. One of the most important questions that everybody keeps asking is does Zimbabwe have the infrastructure to implement such things?
Actually, infrastructure is a broader term. Here we are referring to either my roads, the electricity, the ICT or communications, the gym. Of course, the example of our infrastructure was set up. Yeah, Zimbabwe is one of the countries in the region, in South Africa, is the world with the best infrastructure. It's only what's lacking behind yeah, probably maintenance one way or the other. But our infrastructure are good. Take, for example, if you look at a city of Harare or a city of Blawas, if you look at the, you know, the buildings in particular, compare and contrast with some countries, even Zambia, Malawi, or Tanzania, you agree with me, Mabel, that in terms of infrastructure, not the Kipambeli, at the moment that there is a dual system, it's a clear reflection of the simple fact that there is an improvement in terms of our infrastructure. It's at the priority of government.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we move forward, pane vamwe vateereri vambopinda muchirongwa vakahighlighta zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Ivo vari kuti zvechokwadi vanobvumirana nemuondoro ava Mnangagwa mutungamiriri wenyika. Asi vari kuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nyaya yemari inotanga yagadziriswa, nekuti one of the things for them to for Zimbabwe to get to a certain point whereby technology is something that's now driving the economy, we need investments. Asi vari kuti hanzi bond racho iri pache zvavo, mari yemunyika haisi attractive kune vanhu vekunze. Mungati nazvo izvozvo?
Yeah, I'm sure kana pano vanyatsoteera masemba raita ikonomi yedu, mukatarisa tichipinda new dispensation, government yakava neapproach yekuti let's use most currency, zvichireva kuti US iranga ichishanda, local yedu iranga ichishanda. But panoita nyaya yeabuse, dee panga kukova kuti black market yedu inoita follow the government principle, the government rules and regulations, in particular monetary and financial laws. It's not bad here. So we got a case that affects on the government in terms of our financial management. When we want to see, we are ready to the government, it is very clear. But now, when we have to do this, Ghana, we need to see the case, if we take on the woman, because we are ready to start the Gagadai, we need to see the woman, we need to see the woman, otherwise, if we see the woman, but we need to see the very clear. Take, for example, Kikuti, Kikara Kikuti, Kanana, Nyaye Mari, let's not use old head in that current like US. So, Kuruku Kikuti, Kakasa Shanda, Nyamari, Inchete, okay, there's no personal competition, Nyamari, and Shandiswa, so we don't need an Okoku, no Kuita with Mari, which has value because black market don't need to control the entire system. So we are saying, let's run away from the black market to the normal system.
All right, Waka Jengo, again, Bukbata Ipamromo Ntorem Tereri, and then I'll come back to you on this. All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, I have my second caller, Ongenai Wushelo, Namshanje Wushelo, The Connection. Arupi Namchurongo, Kola Kola Mlaleli, Usungenile Wushelo, The Connection, Magadiyani.
Hello?
Yes, yes, Papa Unjani. Ice corn, I'm going to connect him with. Angus put in a little chat and running in out in a short hanging on your troop.
Yeah, I got on your
booze. Okay, right. Utabulu Konoku in Baba Uluzuile, Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa is talking about using imichina yangalezi insuku ukuze balungise isimo somnotho elizweni esilokhu siqhubukela phambili sibhubhudeka. Ubona ngani lokhu kulakho kufezeka na?
Khona mangibuka nje kungathi uyiqala ngaphezulu, bekufanele nje aqala alungise isimo sezepolitiki esikhona lapha ekhaya. Ngoba isimo sepolitiki angeke agijimise izinto ezimbili ngesikhathi esiyi-one. Akaqale alungise isimo sonke umuntu amamukele njengo-president. Ayenze ukukontinile okuthandwa ngabantu ukuze akhone ukuqhubekisa indlela yethekhnoloji. Ya, ngoba indlela yethekhnoloji izosebenza ma ngabe bonke abantu bebambisana, bezwana njalo kuzo zonke iy'ngatsha zisebenzisana ngokuzwana. Ukuze yamukeleke ebantwini omunye nomunye, ngoba lelalizwe lilizwe ebelinomnotho omkhulu kakhulu. Okungawukuthi masibuka njengamanje njengoba sikulesi simo, kufanele ukuba ngase sikude kakhulu kunamanye amazwe. Kodwa silibele siloke sibambana ngezandla, silwa, silibele ukuthi ngabe sikhuphe kudala lo mnotho lo ne technology yethu ngabe iphezulu kudlula amanye amazwe. Yeah, kodwa kuthi isikhathi esiningi sikhuluma as a politics. Ekubeni ngabe siyaluthuthukisa sakhane ibisingathe nelizwe leli likhona ukuqhubeka lina phambili.
So wena baba uthi ngombono wakho ubona ngani until indaba yepolitiki ilungiswe ngeke siqhubekele phambili njengelisi
ukuthi i-technology singayi-implementa khona manje isase premature leyo stage leyo ngoba kwamanje abantu balambile abantu abanamali uyayibona lento leyo so kumele sihambe nge-stage by stage singayi phezulu kakhulu siye lokho okuhluphayo kumanje abantu bayafa abantu bayagula ezibhedlela.
Hayi siyazwisisana baba, ngiyakuzwa ngempela ngempela ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga nami.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was one of our callers who came into the program today, and he said, you know what, technology is a good way to go. However, before President Emmerson Mnangagwa starts talking about technology, he needs to fix the political situation in the country. Uthi hayi ngombono wakhe, in his opinion, yaye ukuthi politics is hanzi nokuthi abasikugamuchirwa semtsungamiriro wenyika nemunhu wese ari munyika. There's already a problem there, and until vagamuchirwa nemunhu wese ari munyika semtsungamiriro wenyika hanzi yaye mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika, there is no, I guess, clear future towards that one. Lithini ngodaba lukhona ekudwini, mthwakazi omuhle, Zimbabwe omuhle, abafisa ungena kuhlelo lakho ungixhuma ecingweni lakho ungifonela kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. Namba yizwe kare +12026192077. Kamshila undifonela kwita umpinde mjirongwa. Mukwanisa zvekare undinyorera message pa WhatsApp pa namba dzinoti +12026530318. But I hear umnumzana uVusi Muzi Mkwananzi is back on the line. In network namhlanje ikhanya ngani yahlupha. Earlier on it was Vusi, then it was Nicholas. Now uVusi is back on the line. Vusi, usakhona ecingweni na?
Yes.
Right. All right. So a lot has transpired since we lost you on the line. We had one of another of our guests that's on the line, umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo. Yena, he's worked with government before and so forth. And uthi, you know, umbono kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa was a good vision, and it's possible for it to come true. But there's a lot of callers that have come in and they've talked about the issue of Mali. But until the money has been fixed, we cannot attract investment, because I'm sure, as you would know, technology, for it to boom and for the economy to grow, investment is needed. Now, another caller just came in and was talking about the political situation. He was saying, Uze, lilungi se isimo somnotho elizwe, you need to fix the elephant in the room, which is the political situation. When are we going to
talk? Okay, thank you. Okay, I think, you know, everybody has a valid opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there is a window of opportunity that... Yeah, there's a window of opportunity ekhona kathesi. The challenge ekhona, I think the biggest challenge that we have is that as young entrepreneurs, we should also not only build businesses with only a focus on Zimbabwe alone. We need to build a business with a focus on Africa and the region. So there's also a big challenge on just building a business for Zimbabwe only. We need to build a business with a thrust of that we are focusing on the whole of Africa or even the world. Because if we do that, we then attract a more lucrative investment, and we take advantage of technology. That's one. And then the second thing is, yes, there are a lot of challenges right now in the country, but there are also opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
As big businesses or yesteryear businesses fold, there are also opportunities for young entrepreneurs or for any entrepreneur who wants to leverage technology to take advantage of the situation. So there are two thrusts to it. While, of course, we would like to ask the leaders to create a better business environment that allows us to thrive, but then we're also not blind to the fact that there can be opportunities that we can go for. There can be opportunities that we can leverage and take the continent forward.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so that's my opinion, that we could take the country forward. But everybody has to come to party. There are problems that we can use technology to solve. And then we also, of course, rightfully other speakers pointed out, we need a good business operating environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vusi, you work across the African continent. Earlier on, I was telling my colleagues that just, you know, less than 48 hours ago, Rwanda was all over the news talking about how they've built Africa's first made smartphone that has been, using African software and so forth and so forth. Now, if Rwanda can make sure that the economy is functional based on technology, the big question is, why can Zimbabwe not do that?
Well, you would understand one very interesting thing. So we all came, like, for instance, from the Mandela Fellowship. So one of the things, for example, that Rwandan government did was the president, he had a reception and they sat down with the different fellows from there and engaged them. All the youth going forward. That's like just giving you an example on how different the world is. I can also tell you that right now we are building a company that's operating across 10 African countries with different young people across Africa. But then you find that the support that they get compared to the support that we get, like for instance, sometimes we are not even asking for capital. We're just saying, give us the environment, give us the runway. We know how it's done. We can make things work if we are given an opportunity to use our skills to better the country.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi ukuthi ngikubambe umlomo kancane ebhuti, ngithatha umlaleli ithinze ukuthi Mthereri anothi yini enyayathi nayo umtshirongwa naso. Ari uphinda mtshirongwa kugolakhola Mthereri okhona encingweni ngibaba.
Hello?
Kholakhola hello.
Makadi.
Tripo makadi enyi mkoma.
Tindlame.
Ari pari nari ndiyani.
Ndi mkoma Jacha.
Ba Jacha. Muri kutifonera muri kupi ko?
Ndiri pabikita apa pamazungunye.
Aiwa kubikita uko. Saka ba Jacha nyaya tinayo nhasi mutsvirongwa mutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vati vakuda kugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika vachishandisa technology. Mungati ina zvizvo.
Iya, ichokwadi havanga koni kutaura. Asi hey, tade problem pamera nemataure emkuru wedu.
Problem iri papi nai mgoma.
Mukuru wedu ari kugara, nifekiti tikangoti kubvira pavakatanga kupinda muchigaro. Munhu aingo promisa. Takambozova chiti 90 days chete ndodzakanaka kuti mutoona kuti uchine mukanga. But hey, hatina chatakaona. Asi, saka ikozvo hatikati vari wrong, vari right, but hey, isu taneta.
Saka zvino, saka muri kubvuma here muri kuti vane masimba ekugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika here?
Havatorira totally zero.
Saka zvino toigadzirisa sei nyaya yacho.
Tichitodeva chitobva totovaudza kuti zveshuwa zvamuri kutaura muri kungotaura isi hatitozvinzwi nokuti mapromises enyu awanda. Devanga vatogona kutaura kuti shuwa tavapa chinhano chokuti kuda kana kuti vagona kuzoredzana neopposite party yavanokwikwidzana nayo. Ya tapo kuti taredzana kuti tiske pakati pakutaurirana taiti hei akuda taitouchira maoko kana panopindi ndaiuchira.
Aiwa takunzwa vajacha. Tipeiwo maonerenyu mazwi enyu ekupedzisira nhasi muchirongo.
Ya ndaingo ini handichina maonero asi hei ndinongokurudzira kuti dei kana vachinzwa zvishuwa devanga vangogona kuti vaone ikonomi iri kudzidya. Devangogonawo kuti semukuru ndokuti hatina kumwe watinochemera. Tingochemerawo devagonawo kuti zveshuwa vaite mamwe maonero akasiyana avana wawa vagone kuitawo zvinoita kuti tirarame zviri nani.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka vajacha, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa.
Shuwa musachengetewo nhamba dzangu ndaane nguva yakareba ndichitisa kufonderai but hei zviri kuramba.
Aiwa musatye baba, musatye chirongwa ndechenyu chokudzosai next week handisi.
Handiti za.
Hongu baba, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. All right, Zimbabwe Musha, that was Umnumzana Uchacha. He seemed to bring about a point that came about last week, and it's here again. I'm hoping ukuthi yena Umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo will be able to answer to that. But see, uMongameli Emmerson Ndamuzo Mnangagwa does too much chitty-chitty, too much talk, but no action. Kodwa asizweni abantu emakhasini yethu ku VOA Studio 7 abantu are writing so many lucrative contributions. Thank you. Kulomnumzana Thatenda Mutungama uthi the missing link is value addition in mining. If however the technology comes assembled and there is no primary manufacturing, the engine will never start. Hence reforms, ease of doing business, job creation, transparency and investment attraction is available. Uneli Simpson uti, I am live streaming from Malaysia. How is Malaysia, Nelly? Uti, you should bring that guy called Muntsanka Kudakwashe more often. I enjoy his contributions, though he is too biased towards government. All right, I'll speak to Ukuda. And then he continues to say, about your topic today, I think new technologies reduce the price of goods and services to which they are applied. They also lead to the creation of newer products. However, it reduces employment, and Zim is not ready as yet. They should focus on production, then technology later. South Africa, yes, but Zim? No. Utaptek uti, the nature of two items, knowledge and technology, is such that not divorce them from development, but the issue here is not whether or not we need them, but whether or not it will work. Someone will understand why I'm laughing. The fundamentals necessary for the framework are, and in my view, impossible to attain. U3 Dube, uti, the government has to fix the money crisis first. Root out corruption. Believe you me, no one will tour the world wasting little money that the country has in the name of sanctions. All right, we appreciate your contributions. Thank you so much. If you're looking to call us, you can call us on +12026192077. Let's get Umnumzana Nicholas Kajengo to respond to some of the things that people have said. Kajengo, mchiripo parinare.
Mchiripo parinare.
Right, there was a mouthful of a lot of things that came by. The first issue at hand is, I guess we'll start off from the caller who was talking about we need to fix the political situation in the country before addressing anything else. As a young person who has worked with government and still works with government, how would you take that? What do you have to say about that?
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to make very clear that the environment in Zimbabwe in terms of promoting infrastructure, in terms of promoting ICT, in terms of national development is very, is conducive for that. Why? Because first and foremost, it is very clear that Zimbabwe is a democratic country and the cities are upon or on what we call good governance. So, to maintain my principles, and I want to know the president, 10 principles. My principles are 10. The principle of participation, whereby one hour and this week, talking about like what we are doing here, it's a very important principle. You could see Munani Kunjaki, Dawi Nayo, and you could see Munani Kashiko Chema, Chengo Shoko Darikundi. It's not the good principle of participation. You have the transparency. Muno Mampenda will worry. Jimmy's mother is really very clear, very transparent in everything. And the Kundi Nangaba is above board. Also, another principle of effectiveness and efficiency. You know, our government is very effective and very efficient in terms of addressing some of the challenges being experienced by our own people. Also, there is rule of law in Zimbabwe. As I mentioned, the issue of democracy, it's a democratic state. Whereby people are, even to be a critic. It's allowed. Zimbabwe is a very democratic. We have the account of the national power of transparency. We have the coherence of the coherence, responsiveness, integration, and ethical consideration. These are the 10 principles and that's what we must take advantage of, because our own president, the listening president, that's why he has these 10 principles. Thank you.
Aswaka Jengo, I have a caller on the line, but I have one question for you before I move over to the caller. You mentioned, you said a lot about President Emmerson Mnangagwa. However, something similar seems to come about from my discussion last week. And it seems as though people feel as though Mthungameli Wenyika, he's said a lot of things that are promising. Since he's taken, the reins of being president, and this is, I'm talking back to the time whereby former President Robert Mugabe was removed. They feel as though President Mnangagwa, too many promises, however, the delivery is on zero. Mungati na Jesus.
Okay, my opinion is, one, Chukutanga, let's show understanding that the change of development as it goes overnight. Mnangagwa was in a mostly 2017. Because in 2019, I think another 3 years, that Mugatari Sanika, 193 under United Nations. The Gaseta attached my 8 millennium development goals, was such a achiever within 15 years, 193 countries, including America, Britain, and France, including in two or three Zimbabwe, the African countries. But of course, Zimitaka achiever, Zimitaka Kaza, within 10 years. And right now, Tugaseta achieved my sustainable development goals up to 2030. From 2015, how many have been achieved globally? So, development are it overnight. Mnangagwa is Chinese level based. And remember, there are some forces that are a cause of concern in as far as these predicaments are concerned. Here, we know many illegal sanctions are related to the bilateral trade, the exchange, the import and export. Last week, recently, Papa Nyama Diamond, where we tried to sell our diamonds to USA, but America, UASTC2, has not taken my diamonds in, which is very clear reflection of the simple fact that those hindrances are a cause of concern in terms of our development endeavors, in terms of the vision of his destiny, Congress is in Mnangagwa.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk to Jengo Regaindi, Torem Tereri, and then I'll come back to you. So, mlaleli Zulu kandaba, mthwakazo muhle namhlanje kuhlelo, nyayeri momgango, murukwinzwa, hansi na President Emmerson Mbudzo Mnangagwa. We want to turn Zimbabwe into a technology and knowledge-driven based economy. Let's see what the caller has to say. Kola kola mtereru, harupina mchurongwa, ndiani.
Mpesha.
Mushe, hariparu nare ndiani?
Mkoma gadafi.
Mkoma Gaddafi, Zrufamba.
Zrufamba, what is it, bro?
Bobo, please, Musati Muruk Twenera Muruk Afghanistan.
I did Mupala, South Africa.
I watch, look, come to them strong, Mkoma Gaddafi. Yarem Gango Mines on Koma, Nasi, Hansi, Nemtukamiru and Yika. We want Zimbabwe to turn into a knowledge and technology driven based economy. Mungati in Azuizos. Takunzwa mkoma Gaddafi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa ndisi.
Kuracha.
Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, that was Umnumzana Gaddafi, one of our callers calling us there. Yena uthi hi ilizwe leZimbabwe into yokuqala, he seems to be hammering at the same thing as uthi akamthembi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now we had one a person that we were supposed to call uMnumzana uBriski Ncube, kodwa he wrote umbono wakhe ku WhatsApp. UBriski uthi, so we start with politics. When politics is done, with all is well, then we start on devolution. Point two. Uphinde wathi, mind you, Bulawayo industry specifically didn't deteriorate now. When the whole country experienced this problem, it started way back then, where industries were relocating to Harare due to a number of reasons. He then says, we talk about 2013, if he's not mistaken, with the Kasukwere policy, that a 51% local ownership indigenization policy, that one was the last nail in the coffin for Bulawayo industries and under industries nationwide. Hayi, siyabonga ngombono wakho Briski Ncube, ngilethemba lokuthi uproducer wami uza kufonela ukuze sizwe okuningi ngodaba olukhona egodweni. Ngempela, ngempela, lo ngumbono kamnumzana uBriski Ncube, omunye ongisakhulayo, ophila ngale kontuthu siyathunqa koBulawayo. Asizweni ukuthi uVusi yena uthini ngombono wabantu. Mkwananzi, are you still on the line? Vusi?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay. So a lot of people have come and said a lot of things. You are the tech, you're the guys who end up pumping the money into this tech industry in the country. A lot of people feel as though when we're talking about investments and so forth, it seems as though the theme is that the president, as much as he's promised people these things, a lot of the times he's promised a lot of things and he hasn't delivered. How do you guys as young tech people then take it upon yourselves to make sure that you can either A, hold them accountable, or B, create the difference without government interaction?
Okay, so thank you. So firstly, some of the things, of course, that they are my other fellow guest speaker are saying, are just a bare minimum, you know. To express yourself freely, it's a bare minimum in today's world. Mm-hmm. In creating a good environment for business, it's a bare minimum. We're talking about a competitive edge. I think that there's a lot that can be done to give entrepreneurs or tech entrepreneurs from the country a competitive edge that goes further than the minimum. It's good to have good policies. It's good to have good strategies. But it's like we're not yet coming up with a very good competitive edge, that's one. And then the second thing, what I would say to any other tech entrepreneur, any entrepreneur for that matter, is that at the end of the day, if you build something and it works, it solves somebody's problem, it provides for a need, and you can get somebody to pay for it, you have your first investor who is your customer. I think the second thing is our problems in Africa are the same. I think the biggest, I would still say this, the biggest challenge that we have is that we are continuously thinking of only building for Zimbabwe. Like, for example, when I'm building my business right now, I'm not only building for Zimbabwe, I'm already building for Zambia, I'm building for South Africa. Simultaneous, that's the beauty of technology. The problem is when you build once, you can build for the rest of Africa. But we need also to have this competitive edge. We need to sit down with our leaders and say, what can give us a competitive edge? Because at the moment, when you are coming in from Zimbabwe, you don't have that much competitive edge when you compare to Rwanda, if I was to borrow the example that you shared earlier on.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi umuzi, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithathe umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, yes. Right, Zimbabwe muhle. I see a lot of more comments are coming in. Tatenda ari kunyura kuti hanzi kikiki tongoterera zvaataura tichangoona 2030 yacho kikiki ari kufane kuseka. Rashford is writing ari kuti hazviite. Do we have the infrastructure that supports technology in Zimbabwe first? Do the foundation by building infrastructure, it will create employment. Also, technology will not solve the employment crisis in Zimbabwe for now. Farming and mining will take the country forward, and ED must first engage with us Zimbabweans, then invest later. Confidence starts with us, not foreign investors. ED must stop to harass his own people. Longumbono kamnumzana Rashford Pangs. Kodwa ecingweni ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomnumzana uBriski Ncube. I was reading some of his comments early on, but let's get him onto the program so that he can elaborate more. Briski, ukhona ecingweni but?
Ngikhona mina, ikuthola
njani? Ngiyaphila, wena njani? Now, you were talking a lot about the Malawi industries as an example. Would this be a very similar circumstance?
Come on.
I was saying, Wuti, early on in the message that you sent me that I read out on air, you were talking a lot about the Malawi industries and where everything went wrong. Now, here we have President Emmerson Mnangagwa coming here saying, you know what, we're looking to have technology in order to revitalize a lot of economies, a lot of industries, Bulawayo included. Do you feel as though that's him taking the country in the right direction? And if not, how do you then fix it?
All right, maybe. First thing is very dramatic. Of course, we can think of industry.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we have to answer the maybe million-dollar question, say, where did we go wrong as a country?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here where we are?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing in Zimbabwe is not an issue of maybe economy, but the first thing is we solve politics first, then we move to the next step, then we talk about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot rush to talk about industry. Yet we have a lot of, because currently, whatever is affecting Zimbabwe, it's not like maybe the solutions are not there. But there are people who are benefiting from the current situation. So we solve politics first, then we go back to the principle, say, let's now solve the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of policies, economically, but they're not taking any fruit. That shows that economy is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that political will from our leaders to implement the policies that have been formulated.
Mm-hmm.
I have mentioned maybe a number of few policies before,
mm-hmm.
maybe to go back to the Zim Asset one. On paper, a very good document, but it never yielded any fruit. Why?
Mm-hmm.
The problem lies with the political will to implement the policies that have been formulated. But by implementing them, it means maybe taking them out of office. So that way, Zimbabwe will go anyway. We can't talk about rising industry. We don't have the favorable infrastructure currently to say that maybe we can revitalize industry. We are backdated in terms of machinery and everything else.
What Priscilla Mzulu Mongameli, when he was giving Umbiko Akiwa State of the Nation, he procured a lot of stuff from countries such as India.
All right. The issue is, we have heard a lot of talk. This mm-hmm. has come, this has come. But on paper.
That's a good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
As you go on, you carry your practical. You have to go with the good. Because from 2018, elections are way past. We have been hearing this policy. Come on. Let's walk the talk and talk the walk. Time for saying out policies without action, which goes along with that. No, we can't go anywhere as a country like that. Currently, the government gets such and such maybe in China. See if one would eat in Ghana, it's equal. See if one is losing a call.
Hayi Priscilla, siyakuzwa isikhathi esesiyo ngimango ebuthi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngendlela kuhlelo namhla.
All right, siyabonga Mike. Ube nosulolo.
Nawe buthi. So, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was Mnumzana Priski Ncube. Let's move over to Vusumuzi so that he can wrap up the program. Vusumuzi, we'll connect him with buthi. Vus, ngibona ngani usedropile. Right, rega ithiphi vakajengo mkano kutuwa pedzo uchirongwa. Vakajengo mchirupo parunare. All right, can you wrap it up? Manzo maundro, vateleri uyezwe, ava mkwananzi uyezwe, ava ngube, imungati inazo in 1 minute.
Yeah, tunatenda, tuongozi technology, ngati tambe inayo, let's invest technology, it's broader, it can be ICT, it can be technology in agriculture,
mm-hmm.
in IoT, e-governance, e-learning, among, let's get together, let's remain international dialogue. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Wakajengo Nukupina Mchirongwa. Muri ya Zimbabwe, mtala kwa muwe. Sesfigile mafetele neoshelo la musha. Thank you so much to everybody who contributed. I saw the comments, a lot of them, people were writing. Good evening, VOA. The government is failing to buy water treatment chemicals. What about this dream? Good evening. Aiwa, mure Zimbabwe, tashukwa kumakumu yechirongwa, sisipikile mapetuleni, anukwenika inemfaru, ndini Mike Hove, bye-bye!